Morning, Gavin. Thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. How are you?
Morning, boys. Very good, thank you.
Now, how's the return to training been? And, to what extent is there concern that players will be underdone for the season resumption? Will you be ready to go?
No, I think we'll be very much ready to go. For the most part, I can't speak for any other club, but our boys came back in good shape. We had a bit of a program to stick to, and it was a little bit tough doing it through the time when we weren't allowed to see anybody or allowed to see one person. But, for the most part, everyone came back in really good shape.
Gavin, Michael Clark here. Lovely to speak to you. Mate, we've just had a conversation about the more senior players, how they feel having this break and if they've missed the sport and if this is a chance or an opportunity for them to prolong their career. You've played 310 games now, your first grade. How do you feel about this break?
To be honest, it's actually been pretty good. It's a strange situation we've all found ourselves in, but for some of the training that I was able to do, I probably did more weight training and stuff like that in the past 6 weeks than I had in the 6 weeks we had off compared to some of our off-season programs that we do just because we're not doing the running every single day. So I was able to do a little bit more in that regard. But and then even freshening up with the family, I found myself in a little groove with the family doing the homeschooling. So I wouldn't quite say I'm a teacher by any stretch of the imagination, but I've found new appreciation for the teachers. But it was good while it lasted.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to the footy being back on next Thursday when Parramatta take on the Brisbane Broncos and you guys take on the Titans. But in the meantime, there's been, it's been announced that we're going back to one referee and the referees now have the right to call six to go rather than giving away a penalty. Have you discussed that much as a group, and does that change the way that the Cowboys might think about playing?
I don't think so, mate. I think it'll take a little bit of adjusting on the fly as to, the wingers don't have too many jobs out there, but one of their jobs is to count the tackles. Hopefully they can keep on top of it. I think it's going to be confusing for the crowd as well. Just to try and work out, like you follow it on the screen and you see the number in the corner, then all of a sudden that changes. So that's when I say the crowd, that's the on at home, because obviously we're playing in front of no one at the moment. But it'll be a little confusing to get used to. But I think once you're in the swing of things, I realise what they're trying to do, trying to deter all the wrestle, but. It happens all that quickly, so I'm sure by doing this they're going to miss something else. It just hasn't been tried and tested just yet, I don't think, so we'll wait and see.
Gavin, Michael Morgan expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks on the resumption after having some shoulder surgery. Who are we expecting to step up?
Jake Clifford. He's shown in patches that he can really fill that spot as the 7 or the 6 for the Cowboys. He had a couple of really good games last year. I had some other ones there that I know he wasn't proud of as well, but as a whole, we didn't really put great team performances together last year, and unfortunately, the halfback, he's the one that cops the flak for it. So he knows his position in the team now. He knows more goes out for a little bit, so it's his time to shine.
Yeah, big off-season signing, Valentine Holmes. How's he fitted into the group? And I suppose this would be not too bad for Valentine. I know that he would have preferred to play games, as all players would have, but just to give him that bit of extra time to get his body right and for the rigours of NFL, how's he looking at training?
Yeah, mate, he's looked really sharp. I know you can't judge too much on training because every time as you come back, every year as you come back from a pre-season, every club and every person will say it's the best they've ever seen the team train, but it's that's a cliche that everyone's been trying it for 20 years, but He's been really good, but with the way he's adapted back to our game and the fitness that's required, to that regard, he hasn't missed a beat. But seeing him run around and be on the ball a little bit more, I think that's where he likes to play, as we saw with the Sharks. He's a little bit quieter now without his brother-in-law out there, but I'm sure he'll pick up his little combination with Drinky and Cliffo as they go along.
Gavin, we've seen the Warriors make huge sacrifices. Now, they're obviously struggling with a few injuries. How would you feel about someone in your squad being released to go and help fill that void and play for the Warriors?
Just for this year? or yeah. as a... Oh, actually, I haven't thought about it. I actually see how the Super League do it with the loan or the transfer system. If it was going to give someone else an opportunity to get some first grade experience, I think I'd be all for it. I know once if the Warriors got to play the Cowboys with a Cowboy player there, they'd be quizzing him for all the inside info. But I'm sure that happens anywhere, like whether it be the Premier League soccer or any places like that where players are on loan. So if it gave one of our younger guys an opportunity to get some first grade experience, it's obviously saw that with Harry Grant swapping over to the Tigers, being stuck behind Smitty there. It's a tough place to be. So to get him some first grade experience, so he's not just thrown in the deep end once Smitty finally decides to retire at 45. I think I think it'll be good for him long term.
Yeah, I'm all for it too. I think the sacrifices that the Warriors have made, clubs, you know, if the Warriors start to lose players while they're here in Australia, I think it's only fair that clubs can give the Warriors the opportunity to take a player on that's not getting football. And then, obviously, if you get some injuries yourself, you can recall that player. But I think it's a good move to have that transfer system. But what I want to ask you, Gavin, is you've been given a home game first up against the Titans, but will you be playing in Townsville? Do you know where you're playing yet?
No, I don't know that as yet. I've heard it's in Queensland. I know that much. I'd like to think so, but we'll play wherever. It was a little strange doing the fly down to Sydney and play the Bulldogs in round two. Just the fly down on game day, just being how long the flight was and lay around for a bit of a day. You obviously can't leave last minute just in case there is any technical difficulties or roadblocks or anything like that with the bus. So we had to leave a little bit early, so we had a bit of downtime. So it's going to be challenging for teams travelling on game day. We'll be doing it down to Sydney or Brisbane every second week. So it's definitely got its challenges, but nothing we can't overcome.
Gavin, your teammate Jason Taumalolo, probably the most damaging forward in the game, certainly showed close to his best form in the first couple of weeks of the competition. What do you guys see in his preparation that we don't see?
He's a very relaxed character. What you see is what you get, really. The way he's able to go out and play and put the... I know people like to talk about his numbers all the time, but... I'm not a big one for numbers, but just to see what he does. Like you don't have to know how many numbers he runs to know the impact that he has for our team and the boost that it gives our guys, whether that be drawing in the defenders or standing in the tackle with five grown men holding him and they can't put him down. It's pretty freakish to see. So there's got to be some space around the field, especially straight after he runs.
It's a shame you've only been given the one opportunity to play a game at your home venue. It looked a fantastic place to play, and obviously that'll become a bit of a fortress for you. But what was it like running out there against the Brisbane Broncos? I know you didn't get the result you're after, but it looks a magnificent stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's just where it is, right in the city. You can. There's been a lot of talk about it for a long time, getting it up here and getting the new stadium that is up here. Obviously we would have liked to get the win, but playing against the Broncos, packed house, it was sold out a long time before the game came, and I still remember the day before or the day of, talking about cancelling the crowd, and there would have been a riot in Townsville if that had happened. So to get to run out in front of Queensland fans, I'll call it, I won't even call it North Queensland, because people came from everywhere to come and watch that game and be a part of, we'll call a piece of history in Townsville. For playing the Broncos. Yeah, like you said, we didn't get the result we wanted, but it was loud. It was a lot of atmosphere in there. Compared to the old stadium, that loses a bit of noise because it's really open, but the new stadiums, the way they make them, they really keep the noise in there, so it's a really, really cool place to play.
Finally, Gavin, what are the chances of you going around again in 2021?
Oh, gee. Hold on, fellas. Let's get through these next 20. We'll see where
we're at. Good stuff.
I know it's a short season, but we'll wait and see. Never say never.
Good stuff. Well, it's been great to have you on the Big Sports Breakfast, Gavin, and looking forward to seeing you back on the park next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me.